Imagine it's still the middle of summer, a very hot day, perhaps a day you've got a lot of outdoor work to do. Imagine after being outside for a little while and working a good bit, how easy it is to get thirsty. And just imagine how good a cold drink of water would feel. Perhaps that picture of desiring something to drink might remind you of the instance in John chapter 19 as Jesus was hanging on that cross. John tells us that he cried, "I thirst," and yet a vessel of sour wine was offered unto him to drink upon hyssop, and as Jesus received it, remember, he cried, "It is finished." And then he died. It wasn't just a few days later until Jesus would rise from the dead. But imagine how physically Jesus indeed was thirsty. After all, the Bible tells us that he came just like all of us. He looked like us. He walked like us. He talked like us. But yet there was something different about him. Not only was he man, he was also God in the flesh. And there is something that he could have to offer us that can come from no other source. In the fourth chapter of the Gospel of John, there was a woman of Samaria that came to Jacob's well. And as Jesus was there, he asked her, "Give me a drink." You'll remember that she was surprised, because how was it that he, being a Jew, would ask a request of her, being a Samaritan? But yet, the more that she got to talk to Jesus, she quickly learned that Jesus could offer her living water. Imagine how physical water would quench our thirst. What could living water do? Something that she greatly desired. In fact, in verse 15 of John chapter 4, she said, "Sir, give me this water that I may not thirst, nor come here to draw." She knew there was something of great significance with this kind of water. Something that she needed, not only now, but for a very long time. Realizing something has great value, she thirsted for it. She longed for it. She desired it. And as often as I think on days when water would sound really good, when we get thirsty, I wonder, is that the way we are spiritually? Are there things that we really have a strong desire for? You know, the Bible tells us some things that we should thirst for. In fact, when you go back to the Old Testament, in Psalm 42 and in verse 2, the psalmist says, "My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God?" Do we have a desire to seek God, to learn His will, of how to live for Him, and how to help each other? Or what about the words of Jesus in Matthew chapter 5? There in verse 6, he said, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled." Do we desire to see the life of Christ and how he lived to the fullest, pleasing his heavenly Father? Do we learn that there are things that God is pleased when we do, and how we need to be more and more like Jesus Christ? Do we desire even after Christ? Jesus said, "If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the Scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water." John chapter 7, verses 37 and 38. There should be a great desire for Christ in this world. Sadly, there are those that do not know Him. There are those that think they know Him, but only just a little bit. not to the full extent. And in fact, I'm sure that all of us could say, I can know Him still just a little bit better. I could still delve into the Word of God and understand more about Him and what He is for us. And so, I begin to ask myself, and I hope you'll ask yourself the same question. Are we truly thirsty? Are we truly desiring the spiritual things? Do we want to partake of that living water? See, all we have to do is to come to Christ. And He is the one that can quench our thirst. This evening we're about to sing a song of encouragement. And if there is anyone that needs to respond to the invitation of Christ, we encourage you to come as together we stand and sing.